This is Fresh Air. We asked our classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz to recommend some music to listen to that feels right for this moment. He says the album that's given him the most sheer pleasure in the last few years has been the set of all the songs Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong recorded together, compiled to celebrate Ella's 100th birthday and released in 2018. That's when we first broadcast his review of the box set. Lloyd says, with all the claims on our attention these days, it's great to just sit back and take in the effortless joy of artists like Ella and Louis. We hope you agree.
The snow is snowing.
The wind is blowing, but I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm.
For Ella Fitzgerald's 100th birthday, I was hoping that her three albums with legendary trumpet player and singer Louis Armstrong might be reissued as part of the festivities. But what was released was even better than I'd hoped. Not only have all three albums been reissued, but all of the recordings they ever made together are now part of a 4-CD set called Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong Cheek to Cheek, the complete duet recordings. Their three albums, Ella and Louis, Ella and Louis Again, and an album of excerpts from Porgy and Bess, were recorded in 1956 and 1957, but they actually started to record together 10 years earlier. There's absolutely no reason Ella's warm yet ultra-cool voice should blend so effortlessly with Louis's gravelly growl. They're the opposite poles of jazz singing. But it works. One of their singles, from 1950, with Cy Oliver and his orchestra, has made me happier than anything else I've heard all year. Armstrong's eloquent, speaking trumpet doesn't hurt either. But it's the vocals that fly me to the moon.
Stars shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. While I'm alone and blue as can be, dream a little dream of me.
Stars fading, but I linger on, dear.
Oh, how you linger on.
Still craving your kiss.
How you crave my kiss.
Now I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. Just sing this.
Give me a little kiss. Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, a little dream of me.
Buzz, 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 buzz. Fading, but I linger on, dear. Still craving your kiss. Yeah, I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. Just saying this. Sweet dreams, dreaming.
Till something's fine, you keep dreaming.
Gotta keep dreaming.
Leave the worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, you've got.
The song, dating back to 1931, has lyrics by Gus Kahn and music by Fabian Andre and Wilbur Schwant. I was surprised to discover that its very first recording was by bandleader and 50s sitcom star Ozzie Nelson. The first two of the Ella and Louie albums include classics by George Gershwin, Cole Porter, and Irving Berlin, with a lovely selection of songs introduced by Fred Astaire, like A Foggy Day and Cheek to Cheek, along with a collection of lesser-known standards and non-standards by, among others, Hoagie Carmichael, Kay Swift, Harold Arlen, and Andy Razzaf. Jazz greats like Oscar Peterson, Buddy Rich, Herb Ellis, and Louis Belson turn up in the various bands. Some of the tempos are surprising, and it's also a treat to hear the most obscure verses of familiar songs. The set also features a live performance from a Bing Crosby radio show, with Crosby joining in. Two numbers recorded at a Hollywood Bowl jazz concert in 1956, and even a bunch of outtakes from their recording sessions. Their album of songs from Porgy and Bess includes some of their most moving work, with Armstrong's extraordinary Porgy and Fitzgerald singing songs written for several different women characters. Here's their jazz-infused version of Summertime.
Fish are jumping, and the cotton is high. Oh, your daddy's rich, and your ma is good-looking.
According to the Ella and Louie liner notes, their first album was recorded in only one day and mostly in single takes. Everyone enjoyed making it so much, Fitzgerald said years later, it never seemed like we were really recording. Another great jazz trumpeter, Dizzy Gillespie, was once asked to describe Ella Fitzgerald's talent. "Man," he said, "you can't see that far."
Lloyd Schwartz played music from the box set Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong, Cheek to Cheek, the complete duet recordings on Verve. The review is from our archives. We first played it in 2018 when the box set came out. The duet albums have also been reissued individually and are available in various forms, including on iTunes.